When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Batavia, Illinois. I am coming December 1st and 2nd, Friday night and Saturday night to the Comedy Vault in Batavia. It's time for you guys to get tickets so I'm not standing there by myself. December 6th, Wednesday night, coming back to Cleveland. Love it. Hilarities. Come down. Alex is going to be there. And then we move on to the 7th. We're in Buffalo. Helium in Buffalo. December in Buffalo. Who doesn't love December in Buffalo? We will be there at Helium in Buffalo. Get tickets to that. Governors in Levittown, Long Island. My people coming back on Saturday night, the 9th of December, to Governors in Levittown. And then there's only 5 tickets left to the Stadium Theater in Rhode Island. 5 tickets left. That is Sunday night, December 10th. And that wraps up my year of stand-up comedy. And on to 2024. So come out. These shows are going to be great. Frangiola.fun has all your ticket links. Or you can go to any of the websites of the clubs that I mentioned. And now, a brand new Thanksgiving episode of Cover to Cover. Yes, Billy Squire. Why not? This one's a fun Christmas song. This will get you going. This will put you in the spirit. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. I don't know what you're doing right now. If you're listening with the family on a car ride to grandma's, I hope not. We'll try to make this episode as family friendly as possible. But you never know. Maybe you're making pies or things like that. But that's, I feel like you do the pies before, the night before. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the pie world. But we're here on Thanksgiving delivering a brand new episode. Alex and I are working Thanksgiving morning. We're out here working hard. Alex is dressed like a full turkey outfit he wore. He's here sharing a turkey outfit. So yeah, this is it. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thankful for all of you. Have a great day today. Go out and enjoy, you know, your family, whatever. I don't know what people do on Thanksgiving. It's a fun day, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Is it a fun day?
I think it's a fun day.
It's a fun day over at your house, at your family's house. People enjoy it.
If the Cowboys are doing good, it's a
the
fun day.
And the Cowboys are doing it. They're having a good year.
Oh,
Cowboys
be a fun day.
This is not a bad year for the Cowboys. You guys are sitting pretty. You're going to make the playoffs. You're doing fine. How far you go in the playoffs, who knows, but you'll be fine. Great Monday Night Football game. We're taping this on Tuesday. We cat's out of the bag.
Yeah,
it's not Thanksgiving. Anyway, it was a great Monday Night Football game yesterday. Who cares? Eagles and Chiefs turned out to be a great game. Travis Kelce dropped a couple of passes. Just saying. I told you people, this guy can't be running around from concert to, you know, from pillar to post, as my mother used to say. You're running around. You got us running around from pillar to post. Anyway, but yeah, he's all over the country, all over the world, going to concerts. You got to practice.
Yeah.
You know? Butterfingers, this guy, dropping the ball left and right last night. Anyway, enough about that. I am so over this Kelce and whatever, Taylor Swift. I mean, I'm dying with it, but we got to talk about it because that's what people talk about. Happy Thanksgiving. What are we going to talk about today? Who knows? Black Friday.
Ooh.
Is it?
It's time.
It's time. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is it. It's Black Friday, and everybody goes wild for Black Friday. I guess. Isn't that what people are into?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I said, I think it was on a Patreon episode yesterday or something, I feel like Black Friday is now just, you go in every store, and it's like, this is our Black Friday deals.
Yeah.
There's 60% off everything. Don't even look. But isn't that who looks at a regular price anymore? If you go into a place and it's just, that's it, that's the price, what you see on that, no other deal on it, you're like, fuck it, but I'm not going. I'm going somewhere else.
Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You've got to give me some sort of deal here, mm-hmm. or I'm not shopping here. Yeah. So, you know what I like to go to every now and again if I'm driving on the road, Alex? I'm driving from city to city. All of a sudden, they'll pop up these Langers. Is it Langers? Tangers.
What is it?
Tangers outlet stores.
Oh, yeah, the Tanger outlet.
Is it Tanger?
I don't know. Maybe
something
Tanger,
like that.
But it's
Tanger.
A company of malls, right?
Yeah, outlet malls, you know?
Got them in Phoenix, I think.
They're everywhere. They're... Oh, my God, they're everywhere. And so but you'll see them like in the middle of nowhere. They'll mm-hmm. pop up.
Yeah.
You know what else? Weirdly enough, I don't know if you guys travel on the road as much as I do. And lately, I've been doing these long car rides in between cities.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that and I think maybe I've mentioned it before, and I know we have a listener of this podcast, and they're in the business. Mm-hmm. They're in the adult business.
Yeah.
The mom and daughter have a adult shop.
Desiree's Desires. Massachusetts.
That's right. They're out there in Massachusetts. Good people. Sweet. Mm-hmm. They come to our shows all the time. We love them. And they might be up at the Buffalo show. Who knows? We'll mm-hmm. see.
Maybe.
We come to that part of the world. They come.
Yeah.
And they bring us all sorts of lubes and, mm-hmm. you know, creme brulee lube. They gave us a bunch.
Yeah.
I was supposed to give it to you, Alex. I don't think I did, but if you want it. It's not like I got news for you. Thank you very much. Very sweet of you. I got news for you. My wife and I will be on the creme brulee lube phase of our life. You know what I mean? If I start squirting creme brulee lube all over my wife, she'd be like, what are we doing here? Yeah. Baking a cake?
Yeah.
But anyway, we got it. Because we did something about lubes. We did the 10 best lubes mm-hmm. or something, and they were like, are you kidding? This is the best
this
one.
This is it.
They know they're in the business. So they sent us a bunch of those.
But they do, I think you were going to say, they pop up at next door to truck stops.
That's what I was going to say. You're driving in the middle of nowhere in the country. I don't know if it's a zoning thing or something. Who knows why?
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, and you'll be driving by, I'm talking places that are very God-loving.
Yeah.
You know, you'll see billboards for Jesus and God and keep your baby. You know the billboards you see. And,
uh-huh.
and
they're handmade.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, it'll just pop up, you know, fuck fucks, you know, sex shop.
Yep.
In the woods.
Fuck your fuck sex shop in the woods.
Sex shop. Like you could buy like lingerie and dildos like right there in the mm-hmm. middle of the woods.
Yeah.
I've seen 20 of them throughout the country. Mm-hmm. I wonder why they pop up in such remote locations.
Yeah.
But
Adam and Eve's and all
Adam
that?
And Eve's
yeah.
is like they're a big one, right?
Yeah.
They're like the
what's
the
other?
Walmart of adult and this should be a question I guess we should have for our Desiree's Desires.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know who's popping in.
Yeah.
But I guess people do because these places have been open for years.
Is it maybe like a truck driver porn stop on the way?
Maybe. I mean,
but
porn,
now
like
you
what,
have
VHS
your
porn?
Yeah.
Like, is that still a thing?
Not VHS, but yeah.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All right, DVD even.
The Lion's Den. That's the one I see like in the middle
Lion's
of nowhere.
Den,
like
right.
That's like a brand, but they're everywhere.
And also, I'm saying that there must be somebody coming in because mm-hmm. there is one in Ronkonkoma that has been there my entire life.
Yeah.
It's been there for, it's got to be 50 years now, the place has been there.
Mm-hmm.
Just in another weird remote location in like a strip mall next to a Chinese sort of takeout place and been there forever. So somebody's going in.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you just buy the shit.
Yeah.
It's strange to me because, you know, every now and again we used to get this stuff because we saw Chelsea Lately was like a sexually show, whatever.
Yeah.
We were all, you know, no holds barred. And we would get sent a lot of this stuff in hopes that we would put it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these porn companies would send us everything. Like, talk about this. We have a, mm-hmm. you know, this vagina is so-and-so's butthole.
Yeah.
You know, like some porn star's
butthole. It's a famous girl.
By the way, remember when we said we're going to make this one family-friendly 30 seconds ago? We said, this one's for the ride to grandma's. It got dirty as fast as we've ever gotten dirty. I'm sorry, everybody. This is not one for the ride to grandma's.
It really did, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, get what I'm saying. I'm trying to clean it up. I said butthole.
Yeah.
But anyway, they would give you these things in hopes that you would put it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we never really put that kind of stuff on the show. But then it would be in the office, and it'd be like and then once a year we would just put a big box of it there and go, just take it. Anybody wants to take it on the way out. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, because we were such pricks, we would have a camera set up and we would watch who took what.
Yeah.
It was one of our favorite bits to do.
Sarah Colonna's purse is overflowing.
It was like editors were like taking a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was always nice to see who was grabbing, you know, the fake buttholes and stuff.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, and then it was like, what do you do with it after? All right, say you just, out of curiosity, use it once. You know, let me see what this butthole feels like. You know?
Yeah.
And then like, all right, now what? You know? It always says on it, like, dishwasher, you wash it. It tells you in the directions, like, wash it in the dishwasher. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's with the cereal bowls, washing the dishwasher. Mm. I don't think so.
No, thank you.
And they don't want to put in the garbage because one of the neighbors might open it up to throw the dog poop. And what is that?
Yeah.
It's a guy's got a butthole in his garbage can. I told you, I cut it up into pieces one time. I had to cut, took a scissor to it.
Shame.
I was like that guy in Tarzana who kind of was like, Jesus. All right, everybody. This has turned out to be, we're trying to have a fun Thanksgiving episode here. How did it go so wrong?
How dare us?
I don't know where it went. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Black Friday, that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
And it's something about everybody has a Black Friday deal. And, you know, I mean, literally everybody. I looked it up. Black Friday deals. You want some Black Friday news?
Yes, I do.
Black Friday 23, the best deals from Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, Hulu. Hulu. Ooh. You know those people over at Hulu?
Yeah.
I have Hulu. I just realized I have Hulu. I saw a bill for $14.99. I don't think I've ever turned it on once. I have $14.99 a month. I don't think I've ever turned
it on. You should get in there. It's good.
If you guys have Patreon here, I feel like you listen to it. I feel like Patreon pops up. It alerts you that we have a new Patreon up so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go over and listen to Patreon. And I feel like you're getting your money's worth. If you get the $10 one and you get the deal, get 20% off something if you get the whole year. It's like $130 for the year. Stop your complaining. Hulu's $14.99 a month.
Yeah.
And some people watch.
You don't even know you have it.
I didn't even know I had it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember signing up for like to watch something. I think it was The Bear originally.
Good show.
It was on. I know. And I don't think I ever watched it. But anyway, you get the idea. Everybody is doing. You want to hear the best Black Friday deals according to CNN?
Mm-hmm.
These are the best. These are 310 of the best Black Friday deals. We're going to do all 310, everybody. I mean, it's just everybody. You know, how about Catenary? Catenary.
Catenary?
It's designed for cats' comfort and aesthetic elegance. Catenary's dishwasher-safe halo bowls. They're cat bowls.
Oh.
For the cats to drink. You know, cats drink milk.
Yeah.
At least they do in cartoons. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's real. They used to love milk.
Yeah.
Put a bowl of milk out for the cats. 20% off.
So you get this for your cat for Christmas?
Catenary. Yeah, yeah.
Who do you get this for?
The cat.
Oh, okay.
What can't you wrap your head around here, Allie? It's a cat. And then, Catenary. 20%. I feel like you got to do better than 20% off on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
20%, that ain't shit.
That ain't nothing.
You got to do at least 60.
You get more than that, you know, with a podcast code.
Yeah, Hydro. These are like these rowing machines. They actually offered us, they wanted to come advertise over here, Hydro. So I won't say too many, because they still might. But we looked at it. In order for the people to come and advertise for us, they'll send us the stuff.
Yeah.
But they're not going to send me a Hydro. It's like a $5,000 piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So they offered me some, you know, how about $100 off one? And then we my wife's like, well, maybe. I'm like, where are we going to put this stupid thing? It's gigantic.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's like a canoe in here. And we have a pretty big house, but still not big enough for a canoe.
Is this like supposed to be a, what's that, Peloton of rowers?
It's a Peloton of rowers. Okay. Yeah, it's Hydro. It's a cool looking thing. And
yeah.
I'd like to think I'd be the person who wakes up every morning and goes hydroing in my garage, but there's no way in hell that's happening. Anyway, they got a good deal going on. If they give you $500 off Black Friday, I feel like any of these companies will give you this anyway, with just any Tim Dillon podcast code or whatever.
You give them your email.
Yeah. So, and then it's a lot of blankets. Oh, Bed Bath & Beyond. They're still going? They just closed this one over here.
Yeah.
Big, giant brick and mortar, just empty, out, done.
Mm-hmm.
Down, gone. All the, I mean, they did not keep up. They're one of the people. You just got to keep up, everybody. Mm-hmm. You got to keep up with the changing times, like we do over here.
Yeah.
You know, most 57-year-olds go, I'm not going to start a podcast. Look, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
We did it. Look at us, on top of the world.
Yeah.
Talking about plastic buttholes on Thanksgiving, of all places. But anyway, yeah, and these places, like Bed Bath & Beyond, it was the worst.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there with your 20% off big cardboard coupon that they sent everyone in the mailbox. Everyone got one every week, 20% mm-hmm. off. And then it was like, is it Bed Bath or Beyond? Because then it became like the garbage cans, and I guess that's considered Beyond.
Might be Beyond.
Yeah. And then coffee makers and stuff like that. They had the worst like sheets and blank. It just was never, it was for a second, we all loved it.
Yeah.
We were on board. And then like everything else, they all end. You could see the writing on the wall, Blockbuster and a few others I remember, when they start just selling dish M&Ms. When they just like, we are just doing M&Ms at this point. We're out of the Bed Bath & Beyond business. We're just selling M&Ms. And Blockbuster was doing the same thing towards the end. They would put out a sad yellow balloon and a sad blue balloon out front. Like, we got to get people in here.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get a couple of balloons going out front and see if we can get somebody in here to get this. We got a couple more copies of License to Drive, starring the Coreys. A couple more copies. We've got to get rid of these two last copies of License to Drive. Alex, did you not watch it?
I haven't seen it.
You know what? I don't think I ever have either. I reference it all the time. And I remember when I first came to Los Angeles, I believe back in the days where the Oscars and the movies were a big deal, and the Oscars used to mean something.
Mm-hmm.
There was in your contract when you signed on to do a movie, in your contract, and the agent would work out that there has to be a big campaign for you to win an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
So if when the movie comes out, contractually, the studio also has to pay for an Oscar campaign.
Oh, that's why all these signs are up
exactly.
everywhere.
Exactly. Right.
Just for your nomination.
For your consideration. Right. For your consideration.
I always wondered who paid for that.
It's usually, but this is a while ago. I don't know if it's still the case. But it would be negotiated in your deal.
Mm-hmm.
So the studio would say, "All right, we'll do it for your consideration for them when it comes time for that." And in that back when there were varieties and all these trade papers, you would see full page ads for FOIA consideration. And I guess they would give this deal to everybody. And I remember when I first. License to Drive came out. It was a stupid movie about, you know, the Coreys.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what they were driving. I guess. Who knows what the fucking thing's about. But anyway, they must have made this deal. And I remember seeing around town, this is in whatever year it was, they had big billboards of For Your Consideration, Corey Feldman and Corey Haim for License to Drive. Like they were going to be nominated for Best Actor for this movie.
Yeah.
But I guess the deal's a deal.
A deal.
We said we were gonna promote them to be best actors, and we did. And they didn't win, by the way.
Yeah,
best actor. They didn't even get nominated.
What do you think Rotten Tomatoes is for License to Drive?
I mean, I'm gonna say it's a 35.
You're polite.
Oh, is it that
24?
Ooh,
it's 24.
Ouch. Yeah, I would imagine. But that's once again different times.
Different times. You could
literally put everything in the theater and people went.
Yeah,
we didn't have all the entertainment options we have today. So anyway, that's some more Black Friday deals. Lowe's is doing some Black Friday. Limited time saving home improvement. Lowe's is offering early Black Friday deals. Macy's. I don't know if you guys still have one standing in your town. We have a couple decent ones still hanging around here. I'm telling you, we went over to the one in the South Coast Plaza in Costa Mesa when I was down there for the concert. And man, they are giving it away. Right now, forget Black Friday. You can get 50% off everything. 50% off everything in the place. And most stuff 70% off. Early Black Friday deals, 70% off. That's a considerable savings.
Yeah.
70. Now you're talking. I mean, you tack on a couple more percents and you're just walking it. It's basically a smash and grab.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, we're getting pretty close to a smash and grab. Nordstrom's, there you go.
I mean, you could get Levi's for $10 then, right?
Like, I mean, I guess, you know, if a Levi, let's say a Levi's $60, all right? 70% of that is 30. Yeah, it's 25 bucks or even less.
Yeah.
I mean, wild. Go enjoy yourself. I don't know. I mean, you get the idea. It's basically all the brands that you knew were going to be have Black Friday just giving you 20% off. That's not news. Give me real news. Give me people punching each other in the face.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get that on
Friday.
Yeah,
that's on. You get it on Saturday morning. Yeah. Right. At Walmart, they open the doors. Mm-hmm. And I never got it. I'm like, wait, I mean, can't you just get that TV the next day for the same price? Mm-hmm. It's everybody always going for some sort of TV, you know, that I feel like we all got the TV.
Yeah.
There's enough TVs in the everybody's got their TV, I think. Am I wrong in saying there's nobody waiting?
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, I would love to watch that show, but I don't have a TV because I can't afford one.
Everyone I know who wants a TV already has a pretty good one.
Yeah. And if you don't have a TV, you have your phone, which has now become a TV if you want it to be.
Yeah.
I don't even know if people, I can't do the phone. I downloaded a movie for my flights to North Carolina. And Netflix, you know, this movie called The Killer or something.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Fassbender. And I hear pretty good things. And I like the director. So I would be interested to watch. And then I was like, I don't want to watch this on my phone. Mm-mm. I want to watch it. Like, I'd ultimately like to watch it in a theater, but that's probably not going to happen because I can't. So I take my daughter to Trolls today. This is the plan. I don't know what the fuck to do with people. Okay, I'm sorry, everybody. You're ready for some real talk. That's what people always say when they start a podcast, Alex. For like these celebrities, every celebrity starting a podcast. I just read about somebody. Who was it? Oh my God, who was it? It was somebody. I'm like, oh, of course.
Another, yeah.
And it's all the same thing. Real talk.
Real talk.
Finally,
yeah.
So finally, some real talk. No holds barred.
Yeah, my team's not in the room.
No filter.
Yeah.
On this chat. You know, those two that we said, of course, we're going to start a podcast.
Uh-huh.
The couple that was Good Morning America.
Yeah. TJ Holmes and Amy Robach.
Yeah. They, of course, free to talk about whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sure, it's going to be so edgy. You guys going to talk about cutting up plastic buttholes with a scissor? I don't think so. You want real talk? You come over to cover. We'll give you a real talk. So anyway, real talk, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what... It's my daughter's off this week. For what, I have no idea. But I don't. I got to fill a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my wife's always like, you know, she's a big time Hollywood executive,
mm-hmm.
and she's taking meetings. I'm beginning to believe these meetings are complete bullshit. Just to get, she locks herself in a room and says, "We're in meetings. You can't bother me." I'm like, really? Meetings? Yesterday I went in. Finally, I'm like, let me see what these meetings. And up on her thing, she's making a Burke Williams massage appointment. I was like, oh, these are meetings? These are meetings? She goes, I have three minutes off for meetings. And I made a massage appointment. I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I feel like she's hiding in there.
Yeah.
And I can't do that. You know, after you leave here, I'll sit in the garage for about 3 minutes just to have some peace and quiet before I go into the hell. And I said, I'll take my daughter to see Trolls. It's a movie that's out now, currently in theaters. And movies, it's a good way to kill some time. But my wife, and I think she's right. She doesn't think that she said it's a little young for movies yet.
Mm-hmm.
Four is too young for movies.
Yeah.
They're not into it.
It's a lot of sitting still.
It's a lot of, they're not following the plot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my daughter's like, okay, time, we can go now. I'm like, go. We don't even know what's going to happen to Troll number two.
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna see how this one pans out. Can't leave now. I've been taking her to movies way too. At least she's like two. I took her to Sing 2. Sing 2. And, you know, so I take her to, and most of them, she's like, I got to go. This is not.
It's loud.
It's dark. Scary.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a weird, scary scene. You know, whoever makes these movies are just like, And now we're going to kill the parents. Why does every fucking kids movie got to kill the parent in some horrible way, too?
Yeah.
My daughter still can't get over the fact that the Frozen parents died at sea.
Oh.
Sometimes she'll like play these little characters. Or, yeah. You know, she'll put on a costume and play a character, and we'll ask her, like, where are your parents, little girl? And she's like, they died at sea. We're like, oh, great. That's still in her head. So, yeah, I mean, they just, you know, you guys know, it's the shit we grew up with. They just killed the parents.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, fucking Old Yeller. I still can't. I mean, it's the worst movie. It's a terrible acting, terrible acting. It's a Disney movie called Old Yeller. You guys all know Old Yeller. And I remember watching it, and it's, I mean, just absolutely rotten. We were all in love with this dog. We loved Old Yeller. What happens at the end of Old Yeller? They fucking go shoot it in a barn. Mm-hmm. They shoot the dog in a barn. I mean, that's how it ends.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, for an hour and a half, fall in love with Old Yeller. Now we're going to shoot it. What kind of maniac would write that for children to watch?
For children, yeah.
I know. And we all, my whole generation of most of you guys who are listening, grew up on Old Yeller. And I think that's why we're fucked up. It fucked everybody up. Why do you think I'm fucking plastic buttholes? Just once.
Yeah.
Alex?
Just once.
It was free.
Yeah.
They gave it to me.
Yeah.
I didn't really use it. I would feel horrible. Can you imagine like taking it off? And then just like, now what?
I can't. It seems like the kind of thing that once you use it once, it's like those personal barriers you break in life that just turn you down a different path.
That's what I'm saying. Know? Like now I've become one of these guys. I'm you know, next thing you know, I'm all in a furry costume.
Yeah.
You know, standing in a Sheraton lobby on a Tuesday afternoon, waiting for the other furries to show up to the convention.
You're at the Lion's Den outside of Pocatello, Idaho.
I don't need this. Mask. I know, that's what I feel like. So I wouldn't even, I don't have that much of a sexual like urge, like, oh, no, I gotta fuck this piece of plastic. Oh boy, oh boy. But anyway, I'm glad people do, you know, and I'm glad that the they're doing well over there at the treasure. What's it called? Our friends.
Lion's Den. No. Oh, Desiree's Desire.
I'm glad they're doing well over Desiree's.
They and seem you know to have what? A classy stuff there.
Let's shout out Desiree's Desire because I love those guys. And you know what? Desiree's Desires can send me the bill. I'm going to give you a Black Friday deal. If you order something from Desiree's Desires, you get 10% off. How about 10%
off? 10% off.
If this puts Desiree's Desires is the name of it. They're in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. They might have a mail order thing if you want to mail order something from them. Give them a shout. Give them a call, email, whatever you got to do, and get a vibrator or something from them. 10% off, cover to cover code, cover to cover, and I will pay the overhead, whatever that costs them. I would say 20% off, and I'm not going to get crazy. What if you guys go nuts and buy a bunch of buttholes, and that costs me $10,000?
Put you in the poorhouse.
Yeah. Chris, what are you doing in the unemployment line? Too many buttholes. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Turned out to be the dirtiest episode we've ever done, and we said we were going to have fun and let you guys drive to your grandma's while the kids are in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but kids got to learn about buttholes, too.
Yeah. It's like Old Yeller.
My daughter's, she's talking a lot of butthole chat now. You know, they catch on to weird things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, butthole this, butthole that, shit, poo-poo this, poo-poo that, poo-poo, poo-poo.
Yeah, you live in this body long enough, you want to start learning about
it. Yeah, so now it's just all this wild shit. Anyway, what are you going to do? I feel like there was something we needed to discuss, and, I did have a story that I wanted to. Go ahead, Alex, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, we never said rest in peace to Rosalind Carter.
Rosalind Carter, 97 and 98, Rosalind Carter, the Carters, Jimmy and Rosalind Carter. I know the era well. I was there. I was a part of it, the Jimmy Carter era. And they were married 77 years. He's still alive.
Yeah.
They're both in hospice care. I don't really know what hospice care is, but apparently when you go into it, it's bad news.
Yeah. That's a comfort care. We're not fixing anything. We're just making you feel good.
That means that your time is near.
Yeah.
Right. The end is near.
You could be in it for a while, but it's
Well, Jimmy Carter's been in it for about a year now. Yeah. I remember when he went in, I've been like, this is the end, and he's still going. So, but then Rosalind's gone. And, good life. I'm sure Rosalind Carter had a good life. I think that They seem like good people, the Carters. I don't know anything.
Isn't the story that he shakes everyone's hand on airplanes or something? Like, isn't he? He's like man of the people guy.
I think so. And yeah. I think he actually went out and did like humanitarian stuff after his presidency. You know, I don't think he was like he had a bad presidency because he came through like difficult that the Iran-Contra era and stuff like that. It was a gas price. It was a wild time. And I think it all reflected poorly upon him. He tried to rescue the hostages in Iran and the planes crashed.
Oh, yeah.
The helicopters. This is like 70, whatever it was. So it was rough. Nothing he did kind of worked out.
Yeah.
And he had a brother, Billy Carter. This is wild times. And Billy was like this, almost like the Hunter Biden of that generation.
Yeah.
You know, just this wild party guy. Actually had his own beer, Billy Beer. He really did. Like, he was some trashy, you know, a Georgia guy. That's where they were from, Georgia.
Yeah.
And, he was like the joke of, like, Johnny Carson would do monologue. That's Billy. Yeah, Billy died years ago.
Billy Beer.
Yeah, Billy was wild. Billy Carter, the brother of Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter, a peanut farmer and the whole Peanuts this and Peanuts that. And, there you go. And he had big teeth, and people used to tell me I looked like him. So I was always, you know, people when I was young, they're like, you look like Jimmy Carter. I'm like, so that was tough for me. I had a tough time with it, the whole thing. Anyway. Let's be real. No matter how well you know someone, gift giving is never easy. But this year, I'm getting those on my list, a gift they actually want with Quince. How'd I do with my reading there, Alex?
Good.
First of all, let me go off script and tell you how much I love Quince. I just got it yesterday. They sent me this quarter zip. You know the quarter zip that everybody wears, that quarter zip Mongolian cashmere sweater. Ooh. I absolutely love it, Alex. Oh my God, it's so comfortable. Let me tell you, get your husbands or whoever is in your life one of these, and I'll tell you. A lot of times you'll see on these websites, they'll show and how to style it, okay? I'm going to tell you how to style it. You get the Quince quarter zip, okay? You put either a leather jacket over it or even a denim jacket over it, okay? Little layers for out there, fall, winter. It's got to be fitted. Everything's got to be fitted. Got to look good. Don't get anything too big, okay? I went with the large. Fits me pretty well. I'm a 6'1" model-like features person. If your husband's that, get him the large. If not, get him the extra large. If he's smaller, then you get the idea. But it's fantastic stuff. Alex went with the, what'd you get?
I went with the performance tech shorts. I've been playing tennis in their new
shorts. This guy's
out
on the tennis courts looking amazing, and it's all because of Quince. Quince creates timeless essentials that never go out of style. You have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the cold weather must-haves, like what I just mentioned, and Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $59, suede bomber jackets, and organic cotton sweaters. The best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's why I'm giving my nearest and dearest the gift of Quince cashmere this year. This thing feels great, Alex. I was wearing it around the house yesterday with no shirt underneath.
Yeah,
it felt
man.
Real good on my body.
What color did you get?
Like a gray. Oh. That once again, I think you should go with that one. It goes with everything.
Yeah.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Make giving, gift giving, giving better this year with Quince. Go to quince.com. That is quince.com/cover, COVR, for free shipping and 365-day returns on your order. That's quince.com/cover to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Thank you, Quince, for making me look great and all of my listeners look great. And just one story to kind of give you guys a little something cover to cover. And this is really happening. And I've worried about the day that it was going to happen because we knew it was going to happen. And we concern ourselves with a lot of things in this world. We concern ourselves with, they're going to take over, trans people are going to take over our bathrooms or
our beers,
or take our swimming trophies away from our daughter and things like that. We worry about that. We worry about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, if they're going to work out or not work out. We worry about just odd things. Woolly Mammoth, de-extinction project is underway.
Whoa.
In a historic building in Deep Ellum, a colossal effort is underway to bring some of the most famously extinct animals back to life.
Mm-hmm.
This wild mission comes from a Dallas-based company called Colosso Bioscience, which is working to de-extinct the woolly mammoth, which we lost 4,000 years ago. We've created it. You guys know where this is going, right? Mm-hmm. You all know where this is going.
Yeah.
They found, I'm going to tell you how this happened, and you're going to be like, well, that's just a script from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Well, it's exactly that. They found like a mosquito in a, you know, some hard rock or whatever. With blood
fossilized
amber. Exactly. Thank you, Alec. With the blood of a woolly mammoth in it. They extracted that blood from this mosquito.
Mm-hmm.
And now with that, you know, they're able to make a woolly mammoth. And they are doing it.
Yeah.
They are going to bring back the woolly mammoth. I guess they can't be stopped. I feel like there'd be a government thing that's like, we don't want to do that. Have we learned nothing?
Yeah.
From
they're so busy wondering if they can.
Jeff Goldblum, exactly. Jeff Goldblum tried to tell you.
Yep.
Richard Attenborough tried to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They all tried to. Sam Neill, Laura Dern, they all have tried.
Chris Pratt,
not as well. Those movies are terrible. The original one is amazing. Everyone beyond that stinks.
Yeah.
But.
You didn't like Lost World?
I didn't like any of them. Okay. I didn't like any of the ones after the first one.
Fair enough.
They're fine enough, but they're certainly not. The first one's one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time. This is craziness. And okay, let's say we're successful. Let's say we get a woolly mammoth back here why?
Mm-hmm.
It's not good for the woolly mammoth.
What are we doing with it? Yeah.
It's not good for us.
What's it going to eat?
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it. And does it want to be back? Well, like we need to ask, like a lot of times they, you know, hear this, you know, cryogenics or whatever. Remember for years we heard that Walt Disney, famously, whether it's a rumor or not, I don't even know. But we always heard that Walt Disney had frozen his head. Like Walt Disney's head is somewhere frozen and he's waiting for cryogenics to somehow come up with the technology to bring him back, and his head will still be there. So they could just go, oh, well, we got it. We're done. We're ready to bring people back. Whose heads are here? And like Ted Williams is another one that's always rumored, the baseball player.
Yeah.
Ted Williams and Walt Disney would be the two rumored heads that are frozen and ready for cryogenics. I don't even know if any of this is true, but we've all heard the rumor.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how far cryogenics has come, but if Walt Disney would want to, we could put his head on a woolly mammoth.
Ooh.
And have like a Walt Disney woolly mammoth running around. Why not? At this point, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
But I also feel like you have to ask the woolly mammoth. Like tell him some things about today's world and see if he wants to come back, because he lived in a different time.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's going on today? Today here in the world, there's a lot going on. Well, the tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs was just in Brazil.
Yeah.
But during this is the woolly mammoth talking now.
Yeah.
During the football season? Yeah.
Yeah.
During the season, he went down to a concert in Brazil for his girlfriend, Taylor Swift. Okay, I'm listening. But are the Chiefs doing well? Somehow this woolly mammoth knows the football.
He's keyed in, yeah.
He hasn't been around 6,000 years, but he's familiar with the Kansas City Chiefs. You guys are going with staying with the plot?
I see what's happening.
Okay. They're doing pretty well, but yet they're letting their number one player go down to Brazil on a Wednesday before a Sunday
round
game.
Round trip it, yeah.
Turns out, is he still playing well? Dropped a couple of passes last night.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I don't know if I want to come back. I don't know if I want to live in that world.
Mm-mm.
Where they let a tight end just run around to Brazil whenever he feels the need during the season.
Yeah.
I don't want to be back there for that. Let me ask you a question, one more question, because back when I was roaming the earth, I used to enjoy a beer called Bud Light. Is that still, can I still have it?
It's cheaper than ever. Glass half
well,
full.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm listening. Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah. You can. I guess you can still have it if you want to be laughed at.
Yeah.
The woolly mammoths. Like, so did we get world peace? We got world peace, right?
Oh, yeah. We must have, because we've been striving for that for so long. Yeah. Did that John Lennon song do it?
No.
No, didn't do it. Didn't do it.
It's a little hairy in a few places.
It's still going wild. Anyway, and what else? Oh, and we have a thing called the internet. What is that? It's a place where you could probably, if used properly, you could learn anything. You could literally go on and learn a new language. Every 2 years, you could learn a new language. You could speak fluent Mandarin if you wanted to on the internet.
Yeah.
So are people, everyone speaking fluent Mandarin? No. But we all know what Kourtney Kardashian wore last night.
Yeah.
So that's, none of us are using it properly. We're all dopes.
It's where we go to call strangers fat. That's what the internet is.
And then Woolly Mouse probably thinking, wait, how are you people not extinct yet?
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming real soon. Now, what else? What do people do on Thanksgiving? They listen to a podcast where they talk about plastic buttholes. You know what? I don't want to come back. Just leave me.
Count me out.
Just leave me rotted in the dirt, please. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. But anyway, they are literally, this is a full-fledged.
Of course, when you said Deep Ellum, I just went, of course.
Yeah.
Like, where else what but the heart of Texas are they cloning
exactly,
the Pleistocene era, you know?
It turns out the woolly mammoth and Asian elephants are 99.9% similar. Okay. Inside the labs in Deep Ellum. Yeah. I mean, who knows? That's why I don't like these labs. You know, the last lab that I really, I feel like there's, you know, that's coronavirus or whatever we used to call it back then.
Yeah.
Lab. Wuhan lab. Came out of a lab. Got to be careful with these labs. The only lab I like is Pons Institute. You know?
Yeah. The Tesla. The test lab?
It's my favorite. It's a joke that I only get. It's years ago, we're watching TV at the Frangiola house, and they used to have these commercials for the Pons Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And they would show like models in lab coats seemingly working with like test
putting lotion on, right?
No, but they were coming up with the lotions.
Oh.
They're like, is there really a Pons Institute? Like, is this really a place that I could, you know, well, let me get to see what's going on here in the Pons Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my brother referencing it, saying something along the lines of like, is there really? So we, in the Frangiola house, we just always loved a Pons Institute reference. So now I'm trying to bring it to you people, whether you get it or not. I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Alex has to drive to Vegas. We got to get him out of here. I have to go live my life. This is Thanksgiving week. So I want to just be off.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tuesday. We're releasing this on Thursday. And we hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. We really do. We are thankful for you. Honestly, isn't that what you do on Thanksgiving? You say what you're thankful for. You go around the table and say what you're thankful for. So we're thankful for you guys. I mean, many of you have become friends over the years, and I love it. I love the friendships that this podcast has created for me. The only friendship that I've made out of this podcast that I'm iffy about is Alex. He's the only one that I'm like, I'm not 100% in on that friendship yet, but we're trying. We're trying to to work it out. Otherwise...
Well, I'm going to get you a plastic butthole for Christmas, and I think we'll be...
You know what? I can get you a deal over shit, I can't think of anything. Desiree's Desires.
Desiree's Desires.
They have buttholes over at Desiree's Desires?
I haven't been inside, and they don't really kiss and tell on their website, but I'm pretty sure they got
it. I tell you what they do have. They have a creme brulee of
lubricant.
Yeah. I don't know. I never needed to lube it up. But anybody, I never needed to lube anybody. Oh, boy. What do we do? I should have. We were out. We were out, Alex. I could have gone home. I could have been released. Anyway, what I was going to say earlier is my daughter, I was going to take her to Trolls. I think I forgot to finish that story, as I often do. And my wife says it's not appropriate. She looked it up. She said, they're saying it's like 6 and 7 year olds. I'm like, we went down the road of Old Yeller. And that's what happened. I went down an Old Yeller road. But I agree. Like, come on, everybody, Hollywood, can you make me a 4-year-old movie? Because you got to give us.
Yeah.
We need something to do.
Mm-hmm.
give us a couple, give us 3 or 4 4-year-old movies a year.
Yeah.
I'm talking real dumb. You know, just colors on the screen.
It's only gotta be 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, yeah, exactly. Don't even, and we'll go to the theater. These mm-hmm. these people, trust me, if you're anything like me, you'll pay just to stay in a seat for 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I get to have some popcorn. I'm excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So please, Paw Patrol, the movie, more of that. That was like for you know.
It was
know,
a good one.
Yeah, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I couldn't tell you what the fuck was going on, but it's not for me. Anyway, oh, I was going to say yesterday on the podcast that I listened back to it. Funny one, by the way, yesterday's Patreon. We were talking about the concert that I went to, the Darker Waves concert. We're reading some reviews on it. People seem to really enjoy it. You ever do one of these things where they say everything you do now, mm-hmm. everything, I don't know how they get your information, but I guess whatever, they got it. You know, this is something else we should tell the woolly mammoth
yeah.
before they come back. They're in, they got it. They got you.
They contact you.
They
a
got
lot.
You. Yeah. So anything I do, I spend 7-Eleven. They're big on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go to 7-Eleven just to get my daughter a Slurpee. And they're at me. How was your 7-Eleven trip? How was it? Like 10 minutes later, I get the email.
Yeah.
How'd it go over at 7-Eleven? You ever been in? You work at 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the corporate office of 7-Eleven. You ever walk inside one? You know how it went? It was awful.
Yeah.
Everything about it, especially this one, it's like a fucking war zone. Was it easy to get a Slurpee? I walked over 3 homeless people. The BO is so... I don't know what you people are doing. I don't know what you people are doing with your armpits or your whatever the fuck this shit is emanating from, but you got to stop it.
Yeah.
You got to stop it. And so
I feel bad
that.
For the young girl that works in there because you know she takes the flack
I know,
for
and
it
I feel
lot.
Like she's the one they have working like the late night shifts.
Yeah.
I go in there, like I never go in that late, but mm-hmm. I think I go in at like 1, 11 o'clock and she's in there.
Yeah.
I think she goes the distance, the 4 a.m. she's mm-hmm. there. And it's a, I mean, you yeah. go in at that time, they're not mopping the floors, there's blood.
No. They're just hunkered down in the corner.
And they get just so much shit, like too much inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if I need a sweatband from, from a Slurpee sweatband? They got it.
Yeah.
So anyway, but they all immediately ask you, what'd you think? What'd you, Delta Airlines, 7-Eleven, Nordstrom, everybody,
mm-hmm.
how was it? What'd you think? Now, most of us, we're nice about it. We're like, I'll answer your one question. But then they never have one. They're like, did you have a good experience? Yes. How about, would you invite a friend? Yes. And then it fit. So anyway, I get one from Darker Waves. What did you think of the concert? I'm excited to answer it because, you know, I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I'd like them to know. So I thought it was great. 400 questions later, I was like, are you kidding me? Did you have any food while you were there? What was the food? Do you know what an Acura is? Like, because they had some ads, mm-hmm. and I guess you're supposed to notice. Like, did you notice the Acura ads? Because then they got to tell Acura. See, it worked.
People noticed.
It's a good thing you spent that money. These goth kids now want Acuras.
Yeah.
So, I don't know any of this shit works. But anyway, yesterday I'm doing it. So I was reading some reviews, whatever. And then what I wanted to tell you is I think I'm making a terrible mistake because I was so I had about 4, you know, like I said, $27 Modelos, and I was loving all the people together,
mm-hmm.
living in unity through 80s music.
Yeah.
So then I said, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm doing next, Alex? I'm going to go on one of these, and listen, people, stop me if you can. Stop me. Just to quote an 80s song. From the Smiths, stop me, ho, 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 stop me. Stop me if you think that you've heard this one before. Remember that one, Alex?
I don't.
Well, you can play it. So I think I'm going to go on an 80s cruise.
Oh, a cruise?
Yeah, uh-huh. And I make just once before I die, I want to go on one of these cruises. Kiss is not doing them anymore.
No.
I don't want to go on any like a Bert Kreischer.
No.
I don't want to go on like a heavy metal. I know they have many of them. I don't
want to
go on the
kid. You see what happened at the Headbangers boat.
Yeah, we had a problem over there. Yeah. Guy jumped off. I might jump off.
Yeah, honestly.
But the 80s ones I see, and I'm like, do I need to? Now, they don't get the lineups that you get over at Darker Waves. Mm-hmm. Tears for Fears isn't going on the cruise.
No.
you know, you're getting Tommy Two Tone and, you know, and Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah.
So it's not as good, but I think I might be, I might be crazy, but I think one of these days I'm not going to make anyone else suffer through it. I would never take my wife or anybody. And I'm going to 3-dayer. I'm not going on like some 5-dayer. Next thing you know, hey, John Waite's going up again. Who? John Waite's going up at the buffet. He's doing a noon show. I'm like, yeah, we saw it yesterday. No, that wasn't John Waite yesterday. Who was that? That was Men Without Hats. Oh, was that who that was? I don't know. I'm all confused. But anyway, I'm thinking about going. Mm-hmm. Is that a terrible mistake?
Absolutely. Yes. But honestly, you just, you know what? You let us know.
Right. I'll let you know.
A lot of your life is just going out and ruining it.
So I can do a podcast. Yeah. So. I know. And it's going to be a great episode after it's over. Yeah. And also, the other thing I've noticed in some of these is they don't just have bands. They have like 80s personalities will be there.
Yeah.
Like the poor people, the poor original 5 VJs from MTV. Mm-hmm. You want to hear them? Nina Blackwood, Martha Quinn, J.J. Jackson, Mark Goodman, and Alan Hunter.
Okay.
Those are your original 5. J.J. Jackson passed years ago, but the other 4 are still going. These poor people, they have to be, at this point, so sick of 80s music. Mm-hmm. They are constantly on these cruises or doing, I mean, they must just be like, you got to be fucking kidding me. We are going to play Tainted Love one more time. But they're there, so you get those guys. Then I see they're now throwing in an Andrew McCarthy or Anthony Michael Hall or somebody. Like, they're walking around shaking hands, so you can talk to them.
If F1's going to get Justin Bieber,
they can get Anthony Michael Hall. Come for you. You got to pay Anthony Michael Hall $25,000 to get him to sit on a cruise ship for a while.
He'll come give us, you know,
talk about weird
session.
Science or you know whatever, you know, if he wants to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like some of these people are like jaded over it. Like, I don't want to talk about fucking Breakfast Club again.
I mean, but if you were in that world, you're like, yeah, give me $10,000. I'll come host a beer pong tournament or whatever on your cruise.
Listen, to anyone who's listening who's in the cruise business, if you ever want to do a Chelsea Lately cruise, I'll be on in a second. I don't even need $10,000. Give me $2,000 and I'll come and talk about it. I do it on here for free.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. We love you. What do we got to get
out
of here?
Will you do me a favor? Will you stop me if you think you've heard this one before?
There it is. The Smiths. Is this Smiths or Morrissey solo?
Smiths.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, I love the Smiths. They're on board of some of these 80s stuff. Never Cruise. He's too big for that. He would never. Oh. All right, everyone. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your families. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy Cover to Cover. Feel free to reach out to us and thank us for all that we've done. For you and your families throughout the years. As a matter of fact, bring it up at your table. When people are going around saying what they're thankful for, you say, I'm thankful for the Cover to Cover podcast. I'll be, what? It's a podcast about plastic buttholes. I'd give it a listen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do that. To the people over at
Desiree's Desires.
She's never going to be more thrilled than by today's episode. We would like to thank them for all they do for the sex deviants of Massachusetts. Oh boy, I'm in a weird mood today. This episode could go on for 5 more hours. It really could. I didn't think I had it in me, but somewhere it came to me, and I'm ready to go. But Alex has to. We got to get Alex out of here. I'm reading already. Travis getting crazy.
Oh,
is saying it on the phone. Uh-oh. Already getting nuts. So Alex got to go. He's driving out to Vegas. Rest in peace, Rosalind Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Because we're not on for the next couple of days, let's go ahead and throw out a rest in peace, Jimmy Carter, too. Because it can happen any day now. And then welcome. Let's give a welcome to the Woolly Mammoth, who's now back.
Welcome back.
Woolly Mammoth is back. So that's exciting. Rosalind Carter's gone, but Woolly Mammoth is back.
Yeah. I think Texas will be a good climate for him. And
He's always in Texas.
Yeah.
I'm coming. I'll be coming to Texas in 2024. I'll come see the Woolly Mammoth. Maybe we'll have him feature for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. This is so good. We're having a good time over here on Cover to Cover. And once again, we are so thankful for you guys that listen to this podcast and give Alex and I the
I guess, the lifestyle that we've afforded, which is VIP tickets to Darker Waves.
Ooh.
I'm not a general admission. Mm-mm. Are you kidding?
Well, you think you're going to actually see him on this 80s cruise?
No, God. No. I'm going to be locked in a room with John Wade and Anthony Michael Hall.
And the Bunny Man.
I'm not talking to you freaks. Don't even try and talk to me. It's me and Andrew McCarthy enjoying our ice cream sundaes, whatever people do on these dumb cruises. They have a sundae bar. Oh, is that right? Uh-huh. Oh, I'm an adult. What do I do? Oh, it's for the adults. Oh, because what did everyone hit their head? What are we doing? All right. All right. We love you. Bye-bye.